Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how to have a happy family. One of my favorite resources for inspiration, motivation, and ideas on how to have a better life would be TED Talks. So happened this morning, Bruce Feiler was the speaker that intrigued me the most, as I have a client right now who's been asking a lot of questions regarding how to get her son to do more around the house. She's a single mom, she's tired, she's overburdened, and overwhelmed. Guess what? Bruce Feiler found that this is the number one complaint that children have regarding their parents, that they're tired and overwhelmed and stressed out. So I paid very close attention because, well, this is a subject that is near and dear to anyone who has children or anyone who deals with children. So here we go. Have a family meeting. Bring in some popcorn and be relaxed about it. Make it fun and pleasurable. Then with your kids, come up with a mission statement for your family. The main idea here is that you are looking to empower your child to make decisions in their lives. And when you do this, you'll be amazed at how many really great ideas they come up with, things that you never would have ever dreamed up on your own. During this family meeting, you have your child or children make up a checklist of all the things that they need to do during their day. Start with getting up in the morning, getting themselves showered, if that's what they do, dressed, make their breakfast, do their dishes, put their homework aside and in their book bag so that it's ready for school, and anything else that needs to happen during their day. If there's pets to take care of and they're responsible for that, add that to the list as well. Allow them to come up with the things that they know that they want to do and the things that they need to do in their own lives as well, because they're going to add to your own list in ways that will rather amaze you. The idea here is that we all love to be able to check off things that we've done during our day. Children are no different in this regard, so use that to your advantage. Then you're going to have a family meeting every week. This meeting should last no more than a half an hour, and you ask three questions. What went well during the week? What didn't go so well during the week? And what do we need to improve on? So in Bruce's example, his family had an issue of overreaction. The children, 5-year-olds, came up with the idea that for every 10 seconds that someone overreacted, they needed to do a push-up. He was amazed how quickly people got over overreacting and started to act in a better manner. By the way, this applies to the adults as well. Many families try to have family time during dinner, but Bruce points out that many times this is not a really good idea because people are going in different directions and it's just really chaotic. So he suggests maybe doing a snack before bedtime, or maybe even a Sunday brunch. Sometime when you can actually be together as a family, be present with one another, and really create strong bonds inside the family. Be flexible in how you do this so it can work for your family. If you're speaking to your kids about serious things, there was some research that suggested that if you're sitting on a rigid, hard chair, you're going to be rigid and hard in how you deal with your kids. It's better to sit on a cushioned chair, leaning back a little so that you can have more flexibility, because this is going to help you to relate better with your children. Another really huge point is that research has demonstrated that when kids understand their family history, the positive things that their parents have overcome or their grandparents have dealt with through their lives, they have a much better sense of who they are, and therefore their self-esteem is brought up. Share your story, the story of your family, in the positive ways that they overcame their challenges through life. It will do them a lot of good in the long run. Happiness is not something we find, it's something that we create. And if we are willing to adapt to the various conditions through time, you'll find that you'll have a much happier family that work together a lot better, bringing more peace and harmony. I'm sure that you'd rather have that scenario than continue with the struggles that you may be dealing with on a daily or semi-daily basis. Good luck with this, and let me know how it goes for you. I am sure that you'll be amazed at the results, so long as you keep up with your family meetings every week, as you adapt to the various needs as they come up through time. Let me know how it works for you. Always interested to hear in your successes and any ideas you may have for future podcasts. Send them on in to Suzanne@dawningvisions.com, Suzanne at DAWNING, V as in Victor, IS as in Sam, IONS.com, and place in the subject line, subject for your podcast. Claim your excellent life. Your input is wanted and needed so that this podcast works for you the best way it can. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.